Should we take time now to talk about Dr. Handy? His experiences, so his life and his work here have meant so much to Westport. He was such an interesting person. And you have these gorgeous records. Nobody ever had records of a doctor like the ones you found here.
And they're fascinating to read. Eli Handy was the first, and he was 1764, and he died in 1812, and he was only 48 years old when he died.
He must have worked hard.
And it starts with his records. I have some of his records that date back to 1791.
Mm.
And then James Harvey was his son, who was also a doctor, and he died in 1868 at the age of 74, and I have his records also.
Do you know anything about how they, how in those days doctors were trained? Where was Eli trained? Do you know how he got his training?
I don't have any records of Eli's, but Eli taught his son. He just rode along with him, and I suppose the same thing happened to Eli through somebody else.
He rode with somebody else.
But I definitely know that James Harvey learned with his father.
So it was not going to medical school, but learned by practicing experience.
Yes. And yet I have some interesting letters that students in Pittsfield, Massachusetts wrote Dr. James Harvey Handy, mm-hmm. asking him advice when they were at medical school.
Mm-hmm.
So he evidently was well known for his knowledge.
Isn't
for
that
students
marvelous?
To write him,
yes.
Questioning what they were learning at school.
Isn't that wonderful?
But anyway, the records that you speak of, dating back to 1791, the confinement cases, there were a few listed at $2, and I wondered if something happened to the baby, why they were just two,
mm-hmm.
but because all the rest of them were three.
In other words, a delivery was $3.
$3. Mm-hmm. Some exceptions, there were two.
Mm-hmm.
And a broken leg was $2, and he pulled out a tooth for 18 cents. And his house calls were usually around 50 cents, and they were, or even less. But after, in his books, he put over the river. That meant that he had to take the ferry,
mm-hmm.
or pay toll on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a little extra.